Welcome to Growth Against the Grain, a podcast that invites wives and mamas to seek Jesus in the everyday, from laundry to the carpool lines to date night with your hubby to those big and little conversations you have throughout the day. I'm your host, Michelle Castro, and today, friends, I'm back! Oh my goodness, I'm so excited. I think I have recorded this welcome back episode. I think this is the third time because I've been struggling with the exact words to say. And so I have just prayed that the Holy Spirit would speak through me and that this is what He wants it to be. I think the best way to start this is to say the Proverbs, you know, man makes his plan and the Lord guides his steps. Like, that is absolutely what has been happening here. I had plans. So when I published the last episode in December of last year, which seems like ages ago, as I'm recording this right now, it is April. I have to think about that one for just a second. I really thought that I would come back in January, and I actually had plans to take things in a bit of a different direction, a little bit more in the intimacy with your marriage and that kind of a thing. And I kept praying, Lord, make it clear to me, you know, like kept throwing out my sheet, my fleece, that's what it is, as Gideon did, and just kind of waiting. And the Lord is so kind. He's so kind because I'm like, I want to know right now, what do you want me to do? And he's like, well, I'm trying to tell you. And it was a clear no, like, no, that's not the direction that you're going to go in. And I'll be very honest. In fact, if you've all of a sudden seen things happening with the podcast and you're like, wait, did she launch a new episode or do anything new? And you're like, nope, it's all the same. It's because I actually started to remove all of the past episodes because I was a little confused in my own head. So the direction I want to take things in, if you've been with me since the beginning, then you know that this podcast started in April of 2021, which is really why I'm trying to relaunch in April of this year, just because I think it's just, you know, hey, 3 years ago, and just kind of keep that in there. It's silly, really, but it's just something that I wanted to do. It kind of gave me like this, okay, get this done by now. So in April of 2021, we launched Growth Against the Grain, and it was really geared towards Christians in the network marketing space. And the idea was, the name of the podcast has always had a greater meaning to me, a spiritual meaning about growing against the grain of this world. But then nuanced within that and niched down within that was really for those of you who are in the network marketing space. If you've been in that space for any length of time, or maybe you know somebody in that space and you are like turned off by it because of some of the sleazy, slimy tactics that have happened over there. I mean, the reality is every industry has sleazy, slimy tactics at some point or another. And then there's always good people, and it always seems like the bad outweighs the good. Anyways, the podcast was started really geared towards those of you in the network marketing space, because that's where I was. I loved it. I loved my time there. It was great. And maybe a year or so later, I realized, okay, I needed the Lord to be first and foremost. The podcast has always been, I've been very clear about my faith and that I cannot do anything apart from the Lord. But I had this kind of feeling like I was putting the Lord on the back shelf, and I was bringing him out when it just kind of fit me. And I don't think that's entirely accurate, but if that's how my heart felt, then I just really needed to double down on this and really make it so clear that it is, sure, I want you to grow your business against the grain of the world and what maybe your upline is telling you, and against some of those hey girl practices and stuff like that. But more than anything, it's your heart first and foremost. That's what needs to be the biggest, your biggest perspective. And so I really doubled down on growing your growing yourself against the grain of this world, which is diving into God's word and really developing your relationship with Jesus Christ. I just had the opportunity to, we sit outside all the time with our neighbor and play with, they have a little boy and he's just the cutest thing in the world. We love him. But I had an opportunity to talk with his mom and she was asking me about some nuances about the way that she was raised. And we were just talking about, I said, it really all comes down to that what I believe is based upon a relationship with Jesus Christ. And that, friend, is my biggest heart and desire for each of us, is that our relationship with Jesus Christ would be against the grain of this world, that we would look so different because we have this sweet, intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. And so, fast forward here. There's been some other bumps and whatnot, but we're going to fast forward here to April 2024. And growth against the grain. We are back. I say we. It's me. All by myself. I'm sitting here by myself. But growth against the grain is back. And it is my deepest desire that you and I seek Jesus in every single conversation. Every single conversation. It has been so apparent to me in little ways. I think I shared a few after the fire that we had in our garage. So that was December of 2022. I shared some things and I tried to be as transparent as possible, but I do remember a moment that we were going to be moving into a rental house. And you know, that moment, like that split second moment where you're like, do I say this? Or is that weird? And I was texting with the owner of the home that we were moving into. And she was like, oh my goodness, I'm glad that you guys are okay. And I had this thought of, I could just say, yes, you know what, we are good. And I thought, no, I want to be intentional about how I give honor and glory to the Lord, because the fact of the matter is we didn't have to be okay. The Lord totally protected us. And I responded and I was like, the Lord is so good. And in that simple phrase, she recognized what I was saying and she was a believer. And she came back, she's like, oh, Michelle, we have been praying for your family. I'm so glad that the Lord protected you. And it was so sweet, and this reminder of the Lord still protected us whether I said something or not, but I wanted to find an opportunity to give honor and glory to the Lord. There's 1,000 times where I have not and I have failed, but I have seen the blessings from those opportunities where I'm not like, you're going to hell if you do not believe that Jesus died for your sins. Like, I don't recommend starting a conversation that way. I feel like it's going to die right there. And there's a time and place for those things. But recently I was seeing an acupuncturist and I was referred to her by a girl at church. And I told this girl this. I was like, hey, I was referred to you by so-and-so. We go to the same church. That was it. Like, nothing else came from that. Like, an hour later, as we're still doing my appointment and everything, she's like, oh, what church do you go to? And I tell her, and she's like, you know, I've had some questions about different things. She's not a believer. And I thought, oh my goodness, Lord, thank you so much. Because there's, again, a million times where I never inserted anything little. Again, this was not like the plan of salvation, but how many times have I missed those opportunities to seek Jesus in every conversation, to take the time to pray before I'm going somewhere and saying, Lord, just open my eyes and help me to be bold for you. Help me to see opportunities just to say what is normal. Like, if your kid is in baseball and you were referred to, you know, like your manicure, she'd be like, oh yeah, I heard about you from so-and-so because our kids play baseball together. Totally normal conversation. Why, when we bring up Jesus and church and different things, I don't know about you, but sometimes I get all weird. And that's why I think Christians sometimes are looked at as like, oh, they're the weird Christian people. So I want to normalize conversations about Jesus without it ever becoming white noise. Like, I want us to find opportunities and ways to seek Jesus in every conversation. Every conversation. So here we are back, and I have so much that I am excited about and what's going to come. And mostly, I'm just sitting here with my hands open to the Lord saying, Lord, what is it that you want this podcast to be? Because it is yours. It's not mine. It's never been mine. It's always been his. And more than anything else, I want that to be so incredibly apparent. I'm sick and tired of, for myself, I don't know if this happens to you, but it happens to me. is I'm like, okay, Lord, we are going to do this, that, and the other thing. In fact, when I started Growth Against the Grain, the podcast, I had a whole plan, as I often do. I had a whole plan that I was going to monetize this puppy and it was going to be great. I wasn't going to make like millions of dollars, but it was going to at least sustain the podcast and pay for the podcast, right? I created a course. I met with a coach. I did a mastermind. I actually did it twice. And I had these big plans. And nothing wrong with those things. I think if you start a podcast because that's what you want to do, great, go for it. And I still want to monetize the podcast. I still, at the very least, want it to pay for my monthly expenses to run this podcast. But I felt for myself that I was like, okay, Lord, so this is what we're going to do. And he was like, I was like, come on, let's go. And I kept waiting for him to get on board. And he did, because the downloads have been insane. If you've been here, you know that we hit over 100,000 downloads. I think as of today, it is 112,000 downloads, which all glory be to God, because it's not me. But I never made any money from the podcast. And it's okay. There's other ways to do this. And I'm working on those things, and we will see what the Lord has for that. But I really realized I needed to just lay this all at his feet and be like, Lord, this is yours. If you want me to earn any sort of income from this, I'm here for it. But I'm tired of telling you what we're doing. And I want to just sit back and I want you to show me what you want to do in this podcast. So welcome back. I'm so glad to be here. I have big goals, and we'll just see what the Lord wants this to be. But more than anything, I want this to be a stirring in your heart, a recognition of where are you with Jesus? What is your relationship like? How are you seeking Jesus in every possible conversation? So let's see. Let's see what the Lord does for this. So I do have a couple things that I would like to ask of you, if you would be so kind. Three things, and they're not going to cost you any money at all. One, would you do me a favor and partner with me to pray? Pray for me, pray for the podcast, pray that the Lord is honored and glorified in what is done here. Pray that his name is extolled above all else. Number two, share the podcast on your socials. It's not because I want like a pat on the back, but which leads me to number three, leave a review. If you haven't left a review for the podcast, please, please, please go leave one, because sharing the podcast and leaving a review helps with the algorithm. Just like in Instagram and Facebook and TikTok and YouTube and all the things, there is some magical algorithm out there that I don't even know how it works. But it does. And the more reviews that we have, the more five-star positive reviews that we have, it allows me to get some bigger names on the podcast, which I do. I want to have a lot of guests on here. I want you to hear from other people as well as myself. And I know that the Lord has given me so much, just such a great story and a testimony that I want to share with you. But I also know that there are other women out there who have so much wisdom and knowledge to share with you. And I've talked to a few people that we're going to have on the podcast, and just, I can't wait to have some of these conversations. Some of them are going to be controversial. I might go political a little bit here and there. It's an election year here in the United States, but all of it is going to go back to seeking Jesus in every single conversation. And I'm super excited about that. I'm super excited for myself to get kind of out of my comfort zone and to see how the Lord uses all of this. So I'm going to publish an episode every single week. I'm keeping it as simple as possible. I know for myself, I kind of got started, and because my goal was monetization and the course and all of this stuff, I feel like there was a little bit of like quantity over quality, and this time around, I want to go definitely for quality over quantity. I mentioned a little bit ago that I had started and was removing all of the past episodes because I was like, I just don't know if it all flows together. But the reality is there is a common thread from the beginning to today, and that is Jesus. That is honoring Jesus in all that we do. And I was talking to somebody who the Lord totally led me to this woman. She's going to be on the podcast. I'm super excited about that. But I was asking her, I was like, hey, nothing like a new conversation. I'm like, oh, hey, can I get your opinion on something? Like, I don't know you, you don't know me at all, but can I just vomit on you with all of this information? She's like, absolutely. I would love to hear it. So I did. And I was like, hey, what do you think? Should I remove all of this stuff? And she's like, I wouldn't. And here's the reasons why. And she gave me a couple of reasons. And another one, one of those reasons was it shows your listeners that this is life. Like, we pivot, we make tweaks, and we grow and we do things. And I think it's a valuable lesson, not so much lesson, just a valuable thing to show your listeners. And I was like, you know what? You're right. You're absolutely right. So there we are. You'll go back and you can see if you started episode one, it's about network marketing. It's about growing your business. And there is definitely some changes along the way. Just like all of us, we grow and change along the way. So friends, thanks for being here. I can't wait to see you next week. And in the meantime, will you just keep seeking Jesus in every possible conversation? I'll talk to you soon. Hey there, friend. Thanks for listening to Growth Against the Grain. Check out the show notes for any links mentioned in today's episode. But if you're still here, then can I ask you to do me a huge favor? Go to Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening, find Growth Against the Grain and leave a 5-star review. This helps the show grow and reach as many ears as possible. Thanks again. I'll see you next time.